At 6 p.m., Montrealers will gather outside the Israeli consulate to demand the release of Nima Mashouf from custody. Mashouf is one of six Canadians sailing to Gaza on board the Conscience, which was attempting to break Israel's blockade of Gaza as part of the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. We aired my interview with Nima Mashouf on our French version of this news program on Monday. The very next day, a video went up on the Canadian Boat to Gaza's Instagram page saying that Mashouf had been captured by Israeli forces.
Je m'appelle Nima Mashouf et je suis citoyenne canadienne. Si vous voyez cette vidéo, c'est parce que le Conscience, notre bateau, a été intercepté illégalement en mer et j'ai été kidnappée par les forces d'occupation d'Israël qui commettent un génocide en Palestine occupée.
What more do we know? Mashouf's husband, Amir Kadir, will join me by phone to discuss. Amir Kadir, thanks so much for coming on CKUT.
Thank you for receiving me.
Obviously, we're speaking tonight to talk about your wife, Nima Mashouf. I'm wondering if you can tell me about, you know, the moment that you heard that the Conscience had been captured by Israeli forces, what you were feeling in that moment.
Well, to be frank, we were expecting that because it is the ongoing situation for Gaza for 17 years now. Of course, we have now the carnage, we have now the genocide, but in the past, waves after waves of ships bringing food and aid, medical aid to Palestine and Gaza was captured and in somehow kidnapped, because in international waters it's a kidnapping. We were around 10:30 p.m. on Tuesday here. It was 4 or 5 in the morning in the Mediterranean somewhere. In the north of the Egyptian territory, 200 kilometers from the Palestinian occupied waters, and Israel, in contravention to all rules, maritime rules and international law, captured these people and brought them. Of course, we were very worried. There was the most worrisome window of time was during that night, because we didn't know how Israel was going to act. Anything could happen. Fortunately, that was not the case, but there was, of course, mistreatment of people on board. They were taken into illegal detention in Israel and then transferred to a prison, which is an infamous prison in the Negev desert somewhere, I think near Tel Aviv. And they are now detained illegally since then. We lost contact. I spoke with Nima Tuesday afternoon, in fact. And then since they had they were instructed to not have anything on them when Israeli soldiers took over, they all threw to the sea whatever they had, telephone, computer, so that sensitive information is not given to Israeli forces. So that's what has happened. Fortunately, today we had an update from a group of lawyers and civil rights activists whose name is Adala in Jerusalem, who takes care of the defense on a voluntary basis, takes care of the defense of these type of humanitarian volunteers. So they were able, after almost 24 hours, to see one by one all the detainees, including Nima. But if you allow me to be truly loyal to what Nima and his team and all the people there asked us, they said, the most important thing is to just focus on putting pressure on the Canadian government, on denouncing the inaction since 2 years, on the plight of the people of Gaza. That's the important point.
You mentioned earlier that you're pretty sure that Nima and her comrades were going to be captured by Israel, that this was sort of a likely outcome that everybody was preparing for. She said as much herself when I spoke with her.
With a little nuance.
Okay.
Yeah, the nuance is that in the last week or 10 days, Spain and Italy, mainly in Italy because of the pressure of public opinion, even a right-wing government as the one in power, sent each one ship, I think Italy even a second one, military ships to give protection. So we were hoping that these military ships from Spain and Italy would provide some protection. And maybe this time Israel, knowing that any, you know, confrontation with European military vessels would have dire implications for them, wouldn't act. But unfortunately, this didn't happen. And the same events happened. They were captured illegally. And now we are in front of that situation.
Yeah. I did want to ask, like, knowing that this was maybe not inevitable, but likely, why was it important for Nima to make this humanitarian journey regardless?
Well, it is mainly because every opportunity has to be taken to remind Western countries like Canada that they have obligations and they are not doing what they're expected to do. So somebody has to, you know, the civil society has to take on its shoulders the role of bringing hope, because every time these flotillas sail toward Gaza, there is hope to be transmitted to the Palestinian people that even if the governments are coward and do not act, people around the world feel sympathy and solidarity for them.
And speaking of the authorities here in Canada, I want to read a statement put out yesterday by Global Affairs Canada. They say, quote, we are tracking the route of the most recent flotilla and are aware that 6 Canadians have been detained in Israel. Consular officials are in touch with Israeli authorities and, as always, are offering consular services to all Canadian citizens. Canada urges Israel to ensure the safety of our citizens and to facilitate their swift release. Is that the sum total of what you've heard from the Canadian government?
Yes.
Have you?
Yes.
Really?
Those who are in charge, like the administrators of these services given by the government, of course, are very gentle, are very compassionate. They do whatever they can, but that is not enough. I mean, this is just the minimum that we could expect. What is most important for the flotilla people is that Canada takes action against Israel. For example, as we talk, still now, I don't know with what frequency, but from the port of Montreal, cargaison, shipments of ammunition go to the United States, and then Donald Trump sends that to Israel. So we are rendered complicit to the genocide by the inaction of our government to enforce its own rules, its own law, the treaties on armed trades that Canada has signed. So for the flotilla and for us, the Canada coming and say, okay, we're going to protest to Israeli authorities, just release our citizens, is the minimum that we should do.
So then if people want to support Nima and her comrades, push for their release, push for more action from our government on this file, what advice do you have for them?
Well, Every one of us can at least go on internet, look for our member of parliament in our riding by just entering our zip code on the site of the government of Quebec, of the Parliament of Canada, I mean. And then also put the office of prime minister, because at the same place they can look it up for Carney, put his email, the email of his office, and the email of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Anita Anand, asking them in response to the feeling that we must do something, and in support of the flotilla's mission, what they ask is to stop arms shipment to Israel and to act in a manner that Netanyahu's government, the Israeli government, is taken accountable. Unless these governments are not stopped, there will be no justice. And if there is no justice for the Palestinian people, there will be no peace for nobody, including the Israeli people.
All right. Amir Kadir, thank you so much for coming on CKUT.
Thank you.
And that was Amir Kadir, the husband of Nima Mashouf, one of 6 Canadians being detained by Israel as part of the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.